podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
So,
pop it and pull.
Yeah. This is the non-league special of the Brighton Rock podcast, because I have with me two people you may have heard on the
two
podcast.
Two legends.
You may have heard them before. Paul Novis, my old mate from the old school days.
And Big Dave.
From Littlehampton.
Rossington, dear boy.
Rossington.
Oh, yes.
Rossington.
Yes, big difference.
I am a Rossington boy as well.
No, I know.
Both
born in the
Zachary Merton.
Zachary Merton.
Yeah. Proper bloody birth
location. That's proper LA, Littlehampton, isn't it?
We are at the scene of Woodside Road, where Worthing have won 2-0. Against Bar City. They're in the first round of the FA Cup. First time in 25 years.
1999, mate. Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. We're here for this history-making moment, Paul.
But we never saw the goal, so we were talking and drinking beer most of the time.
Let's forget that. Minor detail.
But they did play well. Worthing played really well.
Yeah, they did. Second half, played well.
Yeah. And there's some people, there's some celebs around here, isn't there?
Everywhere.
We've got...
I'm here.
Peter, my co-host, is here.
I'm a celebrity.
Big Dave, also known as Poppet.
Poppet
is here. Chris, if you're listening, your neighbour in the seating, here he is, Poppet. Say it one more time.
Poppet. Poppet, Chris, and stop clapping, will you?
Paul is here, and Dick Knight is here as well. We had a chat with him earlier. Yeah. We might get him on in a moment. We'll see.
Invite him for a drink at the Brookstein afterwards.
He was reticent about the whole thing.
He said he's a U4 numpty.
Listen.
He said all that bullshit about needing to drive and all the legality thing.
Yeah. We could have got him a taxi. We would have paid for the taxi.
We'll get you a cab.
Right, Peter, with your cool glasses on. Worthing are in the first round of the FA Cup. They could be playing away to Bradford, Portsmouth, Charlton. Your local team.
I would love it if they were at Charlton on a Sunday. That'd be great, because I'm going to Everton on Saturday.
Nice. Yeah. That would be good.
If they're on Charlton on Saturday. That'd be annoying. But great win for Worthing. But really glad.
You know it's going to be Needham Market away or something.
Or York.
Or whatever.
They've drawn.
How about Crawley?
Crawley.
Yeah, because they haven't been in the first round. Yeah. I mean,
they haven't had a Sussex theme until today, haven't
something
they?
Something that brings a bit of money. That's what it's all about.
And do you think it brings money?
Yeah, exactly.
It's got to be Pompey. And what a great club. What a great vibe here at Woodside Road.
Yeah,
isn't
lovely.
It?
Yeah. Good stuff.
How many were there? 2,000 today?
Just under 2,000. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
So, Big Dave, also known as Dave, also known as Poppet.
Poppet.
Chris, if you're listening, hello. Right. Here's your mate.
Adam Hinchelwood's behind us. We can get him in there. We'll get him in a minute.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, very quickly, Dave, your thoughts on it?
No, they played really well tonight. I was quite surprised. At this level, very good. Good passing. I don't think Bath didn't have much today. But Worthing passed the ball really well. I was impressed.
Slick, at this level, really good.
You know what I mean? So I was impressed.
Yeah. Not quite deserving ball, but it's like kind of below.
Listen, it's on a plastic pitch. What do you expect? Let's have real grass.
Yeah, I agree.
And Paul Novis, the old
I think that Big Day's right. The football was really good. Worthing, second half, dominated it. First half, scrappy. Second half, Worthing deserved to win. Knocking it about. Avitt, Pompey away. Crawley at home, one of them.
Could you imagine winning away at Pompey in the next round?
Or Crawley.
We'll take that, definitely. We'll go.
Yeah, we'll jump on the bandwagon.
This was a win made in Brighton Rock, because Dick Knight was here. We had loads on, I guess, like quite a lot of time.
Yeah.
Adam Hinchelwood managed it, he came a guest. And Danny Cashman scored both goals. He's been on the pod as well. He's been on the pod as well. So we had literally had all the people involved. The key people today have been
cashed in on the Cashman.
Cashman's been on our pod. Hinchwood's been on our pod. Knight's been on our pod. It's literally everyone.
If you think about it, it's Brighton owner, Brighton manager, Brighton supporters are here as well. So. Yeah. This is Brighton's parent club, I think, don't you?
Get him in.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, we should try and get him on, shouldn't we?
Come on, let's go.
Let's see if we can get him on. So, here we are, post-match, on the occasion of the final qualifying round of the FA Cup into the first round for the first time in very many years, and I am standing next to former Albion player, now Worthing manager, Adam Hinchelwood. Welcome, Adam, back to the pod. Yep. You've been on once before. Happy days, isn't it?
No, it certainly is, yeah. 1999, I think, was the last time we got to the first round, so it's a fair few moons ago, even myself was at school then. So, yeah, it's obviously great. Really look forward to the draw, and, yeah, all dreaming of a Clement tie.
Is there anyone you want?
It's got to be Pompey or Bradford or something like that.
Pompey away, I think.
You're a Millwall 18, fan, aren't you?
Yeah,
so could it be Millwall as well?
I don't think they'd come
in.
Not
in the first round, though. They're a championship, aren't they?
Well, we've got to win a couple more rounds, but we,
surely you're going to get through two more rounds, aren't you?
Two more winnable games then Brighton away.
Yeah, but like, it's great. We've got Yeovil at home next week. And, then we've got the first round of the FA Cup at four. So it's just how far the club's come in recent years has just been incredible.
How happy are you with your start of the season as well, like league-wise? It's been really good.
I think like today was our best performance in a long time. I've not really been happy with how we've been playing. And, we're probably 3 points off top of the league. We're in the first round, probably the FA Cup, and there's still more to come from us. So
it's amazing to say that you're not happy how you've just been playing, but then you're 3 points on the top. That's incredible.
No,
come from when you were started.
It's just like, the squad of players that we've got in here now. We've really recruited well. We've got some really talented players, as you've seen today.
Danny Cashman scored two goals.
Danny Cashman.
Lots Jake of Albion connection there.
Nah, there is, yeah.
Jakey, you've got
Kane
Wills.
We've had Danny on the podcast as well, but when he was just after he left Brighton.
He's a really exciting player, and hoping now this kickstarts his career with us. He's putting too much pressure on himself, coming from a Championship club and stuff like that. So, he was too much expectation and pressure he's playing with, but I just wanted him. Spoke to him on Thursday and just said, look, go and put the team first, go and enjoy your football, and he's responding with two goals, so maybe we'll have another chat with him on Thursday again.
So good. I love it. And it's great there's an Albion connection. Speaking of Albion connections, your lad, Jack, playing for the Albion. He's played at Villa as a sub last season. He started against Villa this season. Obviously, it's a tough environment. It's not an easy scenario to go into. How have you found that for him?
Obviously, delighted for him.
I was at Chelsea, and he
got on, so that was good. And then, obviously, to start the next game. Come home with, really mixed emotions. Obviously, delighted to be starting in the Premier League, but the scoreline, if it could have been 2-1 or 3-1, then it wouldn't have been so bad.
It really wasn't his fault, though.
That should have been 4-1.
He's responded really well. I've been really pleased. Like, a lot of 18-year-olds could have really affected him and could have been low on confidence. But I think he's responded well. He's gone away with England.
He's like the next sort of like Lewis Dunk sort of Dolly March sort of thing. Like you were originally kind of coming through the youth team who actually was one of our players rather than one who's been brought in from somewhere else. He seems like he's probably the next one who's actually going to really make it from. Which is really exciting. At the Premier League as well, it's incredible.
He's been at the club since he was 9 years old. Yeah. And to see your lads put the blue and white stripes on, it's
look
amazing.
There's a bubbling look in your face. I love it, Adam.
You're
brimming with proud.
Why not? I always thought
it's really sad that you never quite made it as high as you would have done if it wasn't for the injuries as well. That injury. But at the time of the Reading injury, you looked like you were really going to make it and like could have become a massive part of. Well, probably be above Brighton were actually for quite a lot, 15 years.
It was tough to take, but it is what it is. I'm just so glad that he's doing well. I have no envy or jealousy.
I think you literally would have made it so much higher in a way. It's like you're such a gutter when you got injured.
If anything, I had to retire at 26 and I'll become a manager at 28. So in some ways, I've got a kickstart into that side of my career. So, with a big negative come a big positive as well.
Final word on that. Your side of things now as a manager, the world's your oyster, isn't it?
I turn 40, believe it or not, in January, so still relatively young, but I've, like I say, I've had 12.
By my words, that's really young, yeah.
But still, I've got like 12 years of being manager now, yeah. So you know, all that experience and stuff has really put me in good stead, but I'm really happy here where I am. I feel like I'm at a club that matches my ambition, and I get the opportunity to try things that don't always work, but I'm learning all the time. And
how far can we go, Adam?
It's just want to keep on pushing. I want to take the club into the National League. I'm very close to sorting out a new contract, and I'm really pleased with that, and really happy to be here. I feel the club now is really sowing shines of ambition, and wants to move on, and wants to put himself in the National League, and I want to be part of that.
And we've got an Albion connection, haven't we? Jakey Robinson, Danny Cashman, Reece Meekums, there's one or two others
Kane
as well.
Kane Wills,
and obviously in the past we've had Dean Cox and others as well.
Sam Rents and... So we've got good connection. Obviously we've got Bailey Smith on loan from Brighton at the moment He's a real talent, and his pace is just frightening, and we played him in a bit of a different position today, and it seemed to work well for us having him up top. It's great. We've got great links with Brighton. I try to get in there as often as I can, and went to school with Crofty, so I try to watch what they do and stuff like that as often as I can, because I think there's a real top manager there, and he's probably not going to be on our doorstep all the time, so as sad as that is to hear. So whilst he's here, I try to get in and learn off him. Be stupid not to, I think both clubs, it's a really exciting time.
Fantastic. Adam, cheers. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, pleasure.
Cheers, cheers.
Nice one.
Yes, so thanks very much there to Adam Hinchelwood for joining us again on the podcast. It was great to get a chance to catch him. He was just standing talking to Dick Knight just before we recorded that. And Dick was in the crowd, standing on the terrace. And it was actually on the terrace we conducted the interview there with Adam. It was good to have a really good chat with Dick. He's in good form, fine falling and all the rest of it. But as for the interview with Adam, it was good to hear he's enjoying himself. He's looking forward to getting a new contract sorted. He's been there for a few years now, and he's been doing year-on-year progression. It's been fantastic. They play a good brand of football. They get the ball down and play. Of course, last season was their first season at that level ever, which is National League South, second tier, level two of non-league. And they got into the playoffs. And it's only by the fact they were playing away to Oxford, Oxford City, who eventually won the final in the next match. It's only due to the fact they were playing away to them and they had some injuries on the day, including to their regular goalkeeper, that I think threw them off. In the end, they weren't the better side and they missed out. But that was their first season at that level. Now, into their second level, they're pushing in and around the playoffs and with the possibility of auto-promotion as well. These early stages, who knows? He's doing a fantastic job, and long may it continue. And we look forward to hearing about him getting his new contract. As for the FA Cup, just to recap it then, so it was the home game of Bath City, a team from the same division, not far below them in the table either, and a good side. They've been well matched, the teams, in previous encounters last season. I went to the Bath City away game, and it was an entertaining match where Worthing snatched a draw. But anyway, a tough fixture. Worthing came out 2-0 winners. As Paul said earlier on in the pod, a scrappy first half, but Worthing showed their style and their mettle in the second half, were much the better side. Danny Cashman got both the goals, former Albion youth player, who is also a former guest on the Brighton Rock podcast, of course. He got both goals to send Worthing through to the first round proper for the first time in 25 years since 1999. A great achievement. And speaking to you now midweek after the event, Sunday brought the draw for the first round proper, 2:30 p.m. it was conducted, and... well, Worthing don't have Portsmouth away, but they do have a chance of getting through to that third round, maybe to play the team that Adam supports, Millwall, who knows, because they've got Alfreton Town away, which is a club in the same level of football. They're in level two as well. They're in the National League North, 10th in the table as we speak, and they it's going to be a fiddly fixture. I suppose on the balance of things, it's as good as any they could have hoped for in terms of hoping to progress another round. because they'll be well matched, and Worthing may be the better side, but we've got to make sure that is proved on the day. It's a winnable game, but it's not a glamour tie. So you think, well, okay, we'll win it then, and then we'll get the glamour tie next round. That's what I'm sure Worthing, all fans will be hoping for. Alfreton Town away then. Incidentally, Horsham, who had a bit of a local derby game against Dorking Wanderers at Horsham's ground. It was a sellout of just under 2,000, and they get good crowds up there anyway. And so they had a similar crowd to Worthing, and they got a very similar result. They won 2-0 as well. Mark White, who is the chairman and manager, and a bit of a colourful character, recently seen on social media talking about how shit his players were in a recent game, but they certainly weren't in this one because they beat Dorking, who are of course two divisions above them in the National League Prem, and they got the win, and they got the reward of a good draw. They're playing away at a big ground, Oakwell. They're playing Barnsley away in the first round themselves. Incidentally, we talked about Peter's nowadays local team at Charlton. Well, they've got a local derby themselves in the next round, but it's not one they probably would have thought of. It's Cray Valley Paper Mills, probably the most delightfully named club in the whole of this year's competition. They got a surprise win, and they've gone through, in fact, they beat my nowadays local team, Enfield Town, who under their current guys, well, they went bust, reformed as a fan-owned group. They've been existing in that entity for about 25, 30 years, I think it is, and as such have not made the first round. They've only made it in their previous incarnations, and they've missed out again this year to Cray Valley Paper Mills. So it's Cray Valley that go to Charlton away in the first round there. Some intriguing ties, not just those ones I've mentioned, many others besides. Perhaps it's time to get our old football FA Cup fact file mate Phil Annett back on the pod. We'll probably have to do that in the run-up to those first round games, and we'll see how things pan out. The FA Cup, I do love it. It's a great competition, and it was good to catch the game at the weekend. It's my second one, actually. I went to a random match much earlier qualifying round stage, watching Chalfont St Peter lose at home in their first attempt at the competition this year, the first and last of this season. So I've done a couple of cup games. We'll probably do some more, I'm sure, along the way. So thanks for listening to this mini match day special, which is a non-league special as well. Congratulations to Worthing and to Horsham on their progression to the first round proper, and let's hope both those teams can get through and get another either very winnable or a glamorous tie in the next round. Till then, thanks for listening. Stand or fall, up the Albion and up the Rebels.
Sports Social Podcast Network.